the basic outline of the deal is that the IFA highlighted the fact that there was at least 100 million lost to the Irish beef farmers who sold cattle throughout the winter period, the 6 or 7 months over the winter period. So we went after the Commission, we went after the government, and thankfully the Commission has now acknowledged it, and they've granted 50 million towards it, and the government can match that and will match it with another 50 million. And this helps to underpin a sector that has been under incredible pressure, a sector that's worth 3 billion to the national economy, and a sector that not only underpins the agricultural industry, but underpins the beef sector and the suckler cow sector. So it was very important that this money was got, and now the focus has to go on ensuring that it gets into farmers' pockets as quickly as possible and without any unnecessary bureaucracy.
From a practical point of view, how do farmers apply for it now? What's the procedure? What happens?
It's too early for any of that yet. The Commissioner just announced it yesterday. That we hope and we expect that the Taoiseach and the Minister for Agriculture will make a similar announcement this morning. And then there will be work with the Minister and the Department of Agriculture to see the best way to distribute that money. But no details has emerged. And I'd say no details except a broad outline has been talked about so far.
A total of 100 million euro. It's a huge package.
It's a huge package, you know, but it's a package that's history. And, you know, when we went looking for that money in the IFA, we were told that it wouldn't happen and it couldn't happen. But similar to the ANC last year, or the suckler cow in the budget, or the sheep payment, if we took no as an absolute answer and went away without redoubling our efforts, there's a lot of money in farmers' pockets that we wouldn't have got that is there now. But I think, you know, that it's only right and proper that a very important sector to rural Ireland, that's supported and underpinned. We have those losses. Those losses are as a result of chiefly Brexit and the uncertainty that has caused. And beef farmers were on their knees, and without this support, probably wouldn't survive the horrific winter price-wise that they've had.
This may be a bit of a premature question to ask you, Joe, but I'll ask it anyways. Is there any fear that major beef producers in other parts of the country other than the Northwest might benefit disproportionately to people in our area here in the Northwest, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal?
Well, look, you know, there's ways to manage that, to maybe, you know, if there's a cap introduced on it, and you know, no more than you phrased your question premature, my answer is premature as well. You know, but I suppose, you know, on the other hand, a guy selling 20 cattle lost X amount of money this winter. A guy selling 100 cattle lost 5 times that amount of money this winter. So it was pro rata across the board, depending on the size of the finisher, it just depended on the size of the losses incurred.